Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
It's Hunter and Benny this morning. 7:35, cloudy, few light showers this morning, clearing this afternoon, high of 73 tonight, clearing and chilly, low 48 tomorrow, sunny, gonna be a great Friday, high of 70. Let's talk a little bit about this Detroit Lions situation. Detroit Lions and Matthew Stafford agreed on a contract extension Monday that is worth $135 million over 5 years and will make the ninth-year quarterback the highest-paid player in NFL history. Benny, you are a Lions fan through and through. How do you feel about this, man?
I think it's great. My deal with it, though, is surprisingly, I'm glad they locked him up, but no one should be getting paid $132
million. $135 over 5 years. That's going to be $27 million annually.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, man.
I feel like the whole league needs to drop everything down. I mean, I don't think he should be getting paid that much. I think he deserves to be paid a lot.
It's Detroit's defense that sucks, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they lose? Is that what the fans are claiming?
No, that's truth, Hunter. Don't even say.
Is that fact, Benny? Is that fact?
I got it right here. The Lions defense gives up an average of guess how many yards per game. Just guess. Just guess right now.
God, I don't know.
On average, since Stafford's been quarterback, they give up on average 365 yards per game against winning football teams. And that's what everyone's saying about Stafford. It's like, oh, he can't win against winning teams.
So why wouldn't they take some of that money? He doesn't need $135 million. He doesn't need $27 million a
right,
year. So why don't they take some of that money and just get a defense?
I mean, he would stay regardless. Like, if they gave him even if they gave him like $100 million extension, like, I think he would stay. I mean, 135, that's ridiculous. I wanted him to stay, so that's why I'm happy with it. Like, I'm good with whatever they're paying him, but I don't know. Here's the other stat. He accounts for 76% of the Lions' offense in those same games where the defense has given up 365 yards.
Right.
So, I mean, he's doing his part, man. I mean, everyone's arguing, oh, he's got no playoff wins. He's got no Super Bowl wins. All this stuff. It's like, dude, he can't do anything else. I mean, over 75%.
Yeah, see, that's the problem that I have. Without a playoff win, $127 million, man. Come on, bro. It seems a little too much. I thought Mayweather getting paid $350 million for 12 rounds.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
Dude, it's crazy. There's people, like, making that much money just for, like, McGregor lost. And right. Still made, what, 200-something?
Yeah,
million?
I think close to that, probably.
It blows my mind, man. I mean, the league minimum is $465,000 a year.
So if they took some of that money they're giving Stafford to get Sue back, how do you think the fans would react to that?
I liked Sue. I liked how he stomped on Aaron Rodgers' arms all the time. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's easy to say that when Brock's not around.
Right.
You get your ass kicked for saying something like that around him.
I miss Sue, dude. It was just fun. Yeah. It was fun to have Sue. It made things interesting. I mean, whether you're losing by 40 points or not, the dude was out there trying to kill somebody. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Stafford making $127 million over, was it 5 years?
Yeah.
Over 5 years.
With like $60 million guaranteed.
And they're still going to get their ass kicked.
Hey, don't
by the Chicago Bears.